Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. In Mayapur in February of 1977, when Prabhupada first started to get really sick, we were just taking turns sitting in his bedroom with him. He was just lying in his bed, so one person would always have to be there. I had a shift of about 1 hour a day where I would sit next to Prabhupada's bed. If he coughed, you would have to make sure that he had his spittoon there and a handkerchief to wipe his face, or you'd help him with his blanket or give him water or help him go to the bathroom, things like that. Prabhupada was so sick that he was sometimes moaning and he could not sleep because he would be coughing so much. Sometimes he would fall off to sleep for an hour or so. I'd been sitting there for quite a while. It was dark and Prabhupada was sleeping. Then all of a sudden, he opened his eyes and said, "Have you ever been to Allahabad?" I said, "No, Srila Prabhupada." Prabhupada went, After that, he went back to rest. I was amazed how out of nowhere he had opened his eyes and asked me that. Then after another while, he was resting and he opened his eyes and said, "Is the model of the new building here yet?" I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, Surabhi Swami brought it. It is just outside the window." Prabhupada said, "Ah." Then he began to rest again. And so it went. He would sleep for some time, then suddenly open his eyes and ask a very specific question, then go back to sleep again. I could see that he wasn't like us. When we sleep, we just go completely unconscious. Even while moaning and coughing, sleeping, Srila Prabhupada was meditating on preaching by Radha Vallabhadasa. Srila Prabhupada's quarters in Hawaii took up the top floor and placed the front and faced the front of the temple. His servants also had one bedroom. One day, while Srila Prabhupada was there, I was standing and talking with Kusha. We were redoing Prabhupada's Vyasasana and talking about the best type of glue to use to put on jewels. I was going on and about how, when I was in New Dwaraka, we used a certain kind of glue. All of a sudden, someone came over and said, "Do you know that Srila Prabhupada is standing by the open window, listening to everything you are saying?" We looked up and immediately paid our obeisances. I felt so embarrassed. He was just watching us the whole time. Later, I reflected on that experience and I realized that if we just remember Prabhupada, he is always with us. We can carry on whole conversations as if Prabhupada is standing there listening, and our dealings and everything should be conducted just as if Prabhupada were here. He is with us. As much as you love him, that's how much he is present in the heart of the disciple. By Sangeeta Devi Dasi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.